Good morning, y'all. It is Tuesday, March 2nd. I really haven't done a whole lot of posting lately. A lot of things going on in my personal life, and it's just kind of been a lot of speed bumps, a lot of struggles, so it's kind of been a little harder than normal on me. Well, that winter storm came and left, thank goodness, so now we've got this kind of rainy weather, which, you know, it's kind of chilly a little bit some days. You know, it'd be nicer if it was a little warmer out, but, you know, hopefully spring is coming, and where they say spring showers bring May flowers or whatever it is, so, you know, hopefully, weather will start getting, you know, better. It's obviously better than what it was that week we had that snow and stuff. Ooh, no, thank you. Made me, you know, remember my days in South Dakota and Missouri, and man, every time I go up north, I think the last time I went up to Missouri, it snowed when I was there, and I remember I had my little car at the time, right, my car I just got rid of, and I would literally start it every day. My mom thought I was just so funny, and I said, "Mom, these cars are from Texas. they're not used to this cold weather. You don't understand." And sure enough, the day I actually went to start the car and leave and come back to Texas, sure enough, it kind of was it wasn't quite sure. I was like, "We gotta get home, little car. You know, we gotta do this. You know." So I mean, and I think a lot of people underestimated that week too. And a lot of us were not expecting, you know, rolling blackouts were not really rolling from what we understand, you know, and the weather got really cold. I mean, I read an article about them talking about shutting the gas off, and I was like, why would you do that to people? You know, I'm like, they have a gas stove and they can pay the bill. Why, like, the one heat source they've got, you know, the one cooking source they've got, why would you shut that off? What? Like, why? You know, so I see a lot of articles now about companies. One company that was an energy company, you know, that did the power grid actually had to file bankruptcy because, you know, the amount they had to charge and what they ended up getting charged for the amount of electricity they gave to people, you know, was outside their means because they were one of those, I think they were one of those companies, and I could be wrong, but that did the whole, were really cheap until something happened, and then when the usage part went up, it raised really high. I could be wrong, but like that whole, y'all probably heard about that, I think it's Giddy or whatever it was, where you had a really, really cheap bill, and then if something happened, like weather drastically changed, it wasn't in your favor. By the time, I guess a lot of people who tried to change their companies, as soon as they found out, weren't able to, and I said, well, it'll take a week for that to change. Well, by that time, you know, you're going to have this huge bill. So I watched my usage. I got one of those emails, you know, from my electric company and talking about the usage, and I'm going, because it kind of looked like it might have doubled, so I'm hoping that it's not going to be that, you know, hoping, crossing my fingers, it's not going to be very high, but yeah, so, I don't know, y'all, I don't know, I hope everybody is, you know, has their power back on, has their water back on, you know, is able to find somebody to fix their pipes and get their house and apartment, whatever, back in order. I heard the other day from a friend of mine, it was on the news, she was watching the news, and she said, girl, people are still without power and water. I said, man, like, it really, it's upsetting to me, you know, like, I was very fortunate and blessed that I didn't have those issues, you know, I'm in a brand new house, so, you know, I just cranked the heat up, you know, till it was comfortable for me and my doggy, and we were good. I mean, knock on wood, we didn't lose power, you know, we didn't lose water, any of that, so I was really fortunate. But for those people that weren't, it was like, you know, I felt so bad for them. You know, I was checking on my neighbors. Y'all got power, water. Yeah. Okay. You know, go to Walmart and you'd see somebody and, you know, when they had those limits on stuff, you know, still from Corona, you'd see somebody in line. I saw it on the news too. There was a lady who was trying to buy milk before the storm for her kids. And they told her the limit on milk is 2. And 2 other customers in line said, give us those. They weren't buying milk. And they took each took two, one in front of her and one behind her, and bought it and gave it to her. And she said, what do I owe you? They said, nothing. You know, you've got kids, nothing. You don't owe us a darn thing, you know, just feed those babies, you know? So, I mean, it's rough, you know. I mean, with kids, and you know, you're already stressed in between coronavirus, and you know, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like this coronavirus thing is going away anytime soon. And you know, some friends of mine were talking the other day, and we were like, man, if this, you know, if this coronavirus could go away, and we could get, you know, some kind of, you know, normalcy, just a little bit back, you know, it's like we would have a little bit of, you know, faith, or, you know what I mean, just a little bit of positivity back, you know. It's like we were joking around about, like, an Armageddon, you know, those movies you watch, like the Armageddon, where everything's like, it was like, holy bananas, like, everything is just kind of falling apart, you know, like, and it's just like, what can we do, you know, like, you can only help. That's another thing a friend of mine and I were talking about the other day, is you can only help somebody so much, you know, because you still have to take care of yourself. So it's like, you know, are you going to need those extra funds for you later, or are you going to be able to help somebody else? So it's just one of those things where, you know, you just gotta, you know, make sure that you're good, and then try to help others when you can. You know, don't put yourself in a bind where you can't. I mean, I've been there before, where, you know, I wanted to help somebody and I couldn't, you know, it's like, I can't do nothing for you, you know. And sometimes I can, and, you know, and I try, you know, every now and then I'll buy somebody behind me in line in the drive-thru their food or whatever. And I think I told y'all about that. I had the guy come up to me, thank you so much, you didn't have to do that, we're struggling college students, you know. And we borrowed a friend's truck to come get food, you know, and I was like, no, it was no big deal. And it was right after that storm, so they were, you know, with me a couple bucks, but they were very thankful, and I was really appreciative. And then they thanked me, you know, saw me in my uniform and thanked me for my service. I said, oh, well, I'm not, and they said, oh, no, thank you anyways, you know, you still do something, thank you. And I was like, appreciate y'all, you know, no big deal. So, all right, y'all, we got through Monday, let's get through Tuesday, and, you know, be a good week. So, y'all have a good day, I appreciate y'all, thank y'all.